أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we're going to look at another personality mentioned in Surah Saba, which is Prophet Sulaiman. He was the son of Prophet Dawood and his name means peace. So he was one of 11 children of Prophet Dawood, but he inherits him. He becomes the leader. In Surah An-Naml, ayah 16, Allah says, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَعُودُ, and Sulaiman inherited Dawood. He was 13 when his father died. He knew the language of the birds, just as his father did. He had the ability to control the winds, so he could travel a month's journey in a day. In ayah 12 of Surah As-Saba, Allah says, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ. We made the wind subservient to Sulaiman, which made a month's journey in the morning and a month's journey in the evening. It's sort of divinity's air travel, a bit like the magic carpet to sit on and tell the wind to take you somewhere. It's just phenomenal. And just as his father had the ability to mold iron as though it was a soft date, he had the ability to work with molten copper. Again, ayah 12 of Surah As-Saba. And to assist him, he had an army of jinn. Remember, they're made out of smokeless fire. And the Quran says that they made for him, this is in ayah 13 of Surah As-Saba, what he pleased. There were fortresses, there were monuments, and then large cauldrons or pots, which were used as cooking utensils to be able to feed everyone. He was granted the greatest of kingdoms ever that he managed meticulously. And a lot of incidents are mentioned in Surah An-Naml. For example, Surah An-Naml, ayah 18, with his army of jinn and men and birds, they are marching through the valley of the ants known as Wadi An-Naml. And the chief of the ants tells all her fellow ants that there's an army coming. Go into your homes to avoid being crushed. When Prophet Sulaiman hears this warning, he smiles. He walks up to her, gently lifting her under the palm of his hand. Don't you know that I am the Prophet of Allah and that I would not harm any of Allah's creatures? Sulaiman tells the chief ant. Of course I do, she says, but I feared that if my fellow ants would see the grandeur of your army, they would underestimate the grace of Allah which they receive and may become ungrateful. She then asks Sulaiman whether she can ask a question. Of course you can, he says. Who is better at this moment of time, she says. Why don't you answer the question yourself, Prophet Sulaiman said. And she said, at this moment of time, I am better than you, for I am standing on the palm of a prophet of God, whilst you, a prophet, are standing on the earth. And his response was, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise and gratitude is only for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Another story related in Surah An-Naml is about the Hudhud. So reviewing his army one day, this is in ayah 20 of Surah An-Naml, surah number 27, he notices that his messenger bird, the Hudhud, is missing. A little while later, she comes back, reporting to him, saying, I have brought you information from Saba. Indeed, I found a woman ruling over them, and she has been given plenty and a great throne. I found her and her people worshipping the sun instead of the one who created it. He writes a letter to her. Her name is Bilqis, the Queen of Saba. And he starts off the letter, as Quran says in ayah 30 of Surah An-Naml, إِنَّهُ مِن سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Surely it is from Sulaiman, and surely it is in the name of God, the most kind, the most merciful. He tells her, أَلَّا تَعْلَ وَلَيَّ وَأُوتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Do not elevate yourself and come towards me in submission to the one God. Become a Muslim. The word Muslim actually means one who is at peace with the one God. When she receives the letter, she consults her ministers and decides to send Prophet Sulaiman gifts and then waits for his reaction. He welcomed the messengers and asked for the reply to his letter. When they presented him with the gifts, he said, What are these riches? I have been given such blessings from Allah that are matched by none. Return to your country. Inform your queen that I am sending such an army towards Saba that no one will be able to defeat it. When she receives the message, she decides to visit him at his kingdom. And just before she arrives, he turns to his army and says, "Which one of you can bring me her throne before she comes here?" And one jinn said, "I will bring it before you rise from your place." This is Ayah 39 of Surah An-Naml. In Ayah 40, then Allah says, "One who had a little bit of knowledge of the book said, 'I will bring it to you before your eye blinks.' And suddenly Sulaiman sees the throne settled beside him. And he says, 'Hatha min fadli Rabbi.' This is the grace of my God." You know, in your businesses, in your homes, or, you know, put this up. Put this up as a note. Hatha min fadli Rabbi. All of this that we've got is because of the grace of God. Continues to say, "Liyabluwani ashkuru am akfur." This grace of God is here to test me whether I am grateful or I am ungrateful. Also, in preparation for her arrival, he ordered a palace of glass to be built. It was a feat of architectural genius. Under the glass floors, there was water with various kinds of fish swimming in it. When the queen arrives, he took her to the palace. Fooled by the appearance of water, she lifts her dress so that it wouldn't get wet. But when she realizes it's glass, she understood what Prophet Sulaiman was trying to tell her. He was showing her that things are not always what they seem. And even if the sun she worshipped was the most powerful creation to see, it was the creator who had to be worshipped. And then back to Surah As-Sabah, Ayah 14, where Allah says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ When we decreed death for him, مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْقُلُوا مِنْ سَعَتَهِ Nobody knew that he had died until the creatures of the earth, that's termites, ate away at his staff. See, one day he called his army of men, jinn, animals and birds. He wanted to inspect them all. He climbed on top of his palace to see them. It was there, whilst he was viewing his kingdom, that the angel of death comes. He was still leaning on his staff. It was only when the termites ate through the stick and he fell that they realized that he had died. I'd like to end with the one who had a little bit of knowledge, who brought the throne to Sulaiman. His name was Asif ibn Barkhiya. If knowledge was divided into 73 parts, then he was taught by Sulaiman just one part of the 73. And look at what he could do. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to live this book, to understand its knowledge. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.